Blog Talk Radio.
That I am, but there's things going on that make me mad to the core. I gotta work like a dog to make ends meet. There's crooked politicians and crime in the streets, and I'm madder than hell, and I ain't gonna take it no more. They tell our kids to just say no, then some panty waste judge lets a drug dealer go, slaps him on his wrist, and he turns him back out on the town. If I had my way with people selling dope, I'd take a big tall tree and a short piece of rope. I'd hang them up high and let them swing till the sun goes down. Well, you know what's wrong with the world today? People done gone, put their Bibles away. They're living by the law of the jungle, not the law of the land. Well, the good book says, so I know it's the truth. Remember where you've been, that's the way I see it, I'm a simple man. Yeah, I'm the kind of man wouldn't harm a mouse, but if I catch somebody breaking in my house, I got a 12-gauge shotgun waiting on the other side. So don't go pushing me against my will, I don't want to have to fight you, but I darn sure will. If you don't want trouble, then you better just pass me on.
You put it on Alabama's ass just by 5 points, but we finally broke the streak. Already, we got creeps coming out of the woodwork saying the reason Alabama lost is because Trump showed up.
Yeah, I saw
it's all Trump's fault.
The liberals are crying because their freedom of speech got stomped on when that dude popped balloon and everything. I'm like, well, how does it feel? You guys do that to us on a daily basis.
Yeah. It just, how you doing, Russell?
So he's not on. So I'm kind of feeling that he probably won't be, because I know where he's at, they got some really bad weather down there, so he might not be on, so he might be hunkered down and everything. So, but I tell you, you know, that was something else, though. He started a GoFundMe and stuff, and within a couple of days raised $40,000, and the globals are bitching and griping about it.
It's up to 40,000. Last I looked, it was 31,000.
Yeah, but as of today, it was 40K and everything. But he said he's not going to keep all of it. He's going to donate it. And he's wanting enough to get his bills, you know, paid and everything. So, but, you know, I mean, we get our racist signs on a daily basis. We're getting censored and everything, you know. And these little whiny asses were bitching over a balloon that got popped.
Oh, well. My heart's really breaking for him, yeah. You know,
and,
I'm crying inside.
Right. So, I was reading up on that police officer and that school teacher there in Louisiana and everything. I'm keeping up with that. Apparently, that teacher was drugging some of the kids, contaminating their food.
Well, they were putting semen. He was ejaculating onto the refreshments.
Hmm.
I mean, we're talking about some sick people here. We're talking about some super sick people here. They had to transfer him to a state prison for his own protection. He's being held in isolated custody and the state prison at Hunt Correctional Center in St. Gabriel, Louisiana, which is right
you
down the road from
one.
Me.
Right, you called that one. You said they would transfer him down there and everything. And,
oh, yeah.
And
well,
go ahead.
He's gonna do his time in another facility once he's convicted in Wade Correctional Center, but they've got him at Hunt Correctional Center. Because it's got better security over there, and they can they can protect that scumbag son of a bitch.
Yeah, if there is, you know, he'll get it. We're going, you know, sooner or later they'll get to him. They find ways to get to those bastards, you know. And I don't be surprised if that school teacher will get it in the end. So, we have the same issue down here. We had a couple of years ago, a 10-year-old was dismembered and killed by her mom's boyfriend.
Yeah, I read about that.
Mexico.
It's just, I don't know.
Guy.
It's just, I don't hold much hope for this society. For this society at all.
I don't either, Virgil. I mean, they're letting all these perverts out. They're protecting them and everything else. And it's like, you know, what is everybody going to stand the fuck up and say something? Do something.
They're not going to do a goddamn thing. You know what, Joseph?
Go ahead.
You know what, Joseph? I hope the entire fucking system just implodes. Let's get it over with. Let's get it over with. Let's get it done.
Exactly. I mean, I've been feeling the same way. Because
I'm sick of it.
You know, I know this girl's family. I know her aunt and everything. And not on the other side, other than the other side. And I saw her comments and everything. And I was like, you know, I felt so bad that little girl's not going to get no justice for what they did to her. You know, and they sliced her up, cut her up into pieces and everything on her 10th birthday. And this fucker gets out after 3 years.
There is no moral compass left in America anymore. None whatsoever.
After those poor kids, that officer and those teachers, you know, traumatized. Those kids, you know, that was not fake. Those poor kids, you know, they're traumatized. They're going to be traumatized forever. Because, you know,
and I just wish we could just get it on and get it over with, because Because I'm sick and tired of it. I'm sick and tired of...
I am too, Virgil, of the, knowing that from personal experience, because my son went through that, I found this out a couple years ago. If I'd known then, believe me, if I'd known that day, if he would have told me then, I would be in prison.
Well, seriously. You know, I mean, it's just, it's not only that, it's just everything going on. There is no respect or no honor for anything anymore.
No,
anything
there's not.
Anymore. I mean, let's not put Trump on a pedestal. You know, you don't get $7 billion in a bank account by being a choir boy. He's doing his dirt in his life.
But the thing is,
they are a lot worse people who have done a lot more dirt than what he's done. And they have gotten away literally with murder. Not only has he fallen under attack, but his family. His family has nothing to do with anything in that Oval Office. Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing.
And they're falling under attack.
But Donald Jr. did hand Whoopi Goldberg her own ass on a silver platter.
Yeah, I saw that. I actually saw that.
And that bitch Joan Baez too.
You know, they irked me when she said, well, rape isn't rape. Isn't really rape. No. What the fuck are these people?
Virginia is, I can tell you right now, Virginia is going to be ground zero, son.
Virginia, New Mexico, and California. I called this about a year ago, and if you remember correctly, when we had Kai Irving.
Virginia. And
Kentucky.
Virginia, there is so much voter fraud being found. They found a ballot voting for the Democratic candidate in there. The man was a World War I veteran and died 20 years ago.
Yep, I posted that. And let me tell you, what are they going to do, Virgil? Not a damn thing.
Well, I can tell you what, if the people of Virginia, and they're going to go for gun control, they are. I read the legislation that they are trying to pass in Virginia, and it is just totally a copy. It is a carbon copy of the UN mandate. It is a carbon copy.
The red flag law.
You see, here's the way it's going to go. Here's the way it's going to go. All right. They're going to do an all-out confiscation of the AR-15, AK-47 rifle, or any semi-automatic rifle that is any way tied to the military.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it looks like it from 40 years ago. All right. It's going to be banned. You're going to have to turn it in.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to confiscate. It's not going to be a buyback. They're going to ban them outright. Then they're going to use the red flag laws to get all of the other non-military style weapons. I use the term loosely, to confiscate other people's firearms. I'm telling you, Virginia, you might as well start shooting right now. It's just like if you're locked up in jail, you better sucker punch the biggest son of a bitch in there and let everybody know you mean business.
Yep, pretty much. But they did themselves, from my understanding, George Soros for billions of dollars into that.
Well, and also, Also, we have another threat on the horizon. Michael Bloomberg.
Yep.
You see, this son of a bitch here, he's even got Bernie Sanders against him.
Mm-hmm.
And all the other Democratic candidates are lining him up and putting him in the same status
mm-hmm.
as Donald Trump.
Here's the reason why, and I'm glad you mentioned that. Here's the reason why. Because they know that Joe Biden's going to fall. So he's not the pick, but he's the fall guy.
Biden better go him and Corn Pop better go start kissing and sharing a cell together. He's out of it.
Yeah.
He's out of it.
And he's out of it. Bloomberg's gonna come in. This has been the game plan. He's gonna bring him in. They're gonna have Pocahontas as the front runner, as we discussed in the show not so long ago. She'll be the front runner, but she's not gonna get it.
She's not gonna get it at all. But Bloomberg is the one that you're going to have to watch. He's got the cash and the clout to knock your fucking lights out. Okay.
Yep.
Same as Trump.
He's dirty as they come.
The thing is, with Biden, Adam Schiff, the Republicans exposed their list of witnesses they wanted to depose, and Hunter
mm-hmm.
Biden was on there, and Adam Schiff is using some kind of executive privilege or whatever. It's illegal. I don't care. He set himself up as judge, jury, and executioner on this thing, and he's knocking out witnesses. He doesn't want to produce the whistleblower.
They have found
that the transcripts have been edited from the inquiry. And it's just a total fiasco. It is just sham, a railroad job, a total fabrication of the facts, and it's just a waste of time and money. You know, the Senate has already said they're not going to pass anything. They're not going to pass anything.
Bloomberg's going to do everything you can. Like you said, you got to watch out for him. You know, and everything. But Trump was yelling the other day that he caught all the entire swamp, but he won't say what he caught him now. You know, and I've been pondering on that. Well, if he caught him and everything, well, now's the time to bring their ass down. You know, now's the time. But Virgil, I'm going to tell you, I've been predicting this and saying this. I don't think we're going to make it to 2020 election.
We're not going to make it. It's going to be a powder keg. It's going
mm-hmm.
to be a powder keg.
Mm-hmm.
Election polling offices are going to be burned down. They're going to be looted. They're going to be rioting. They're going to be doing
mm-hmm.
everything they can.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're not going to get an accurate count on votes. There's going to be massive voter
mm-hmm.
fraud. There's going to be
mm-hmm.
ballots to turn up missing. You know, there's going to be
mm-hmm.
unrecoverable ballots because they're going to be destroyed. And
mm-hmm.
It's just going to be total pandemonium.
But it's going to be total pandemonium. I still see him getting elected, but it'll be through the special election that they're going to have. You know, and everybody's been harping me on this. So how do you know this for sure? We see this because we research and get our research.
The only way that they can have any type of special election outside of the norm is that he is going to have to declare martial law.
But from my understanding, that's a possibility that it will happen. Yep. So I'm texting Russell now.
So,
but anyway, but I, you know, this is why we see it. Like, we can call and talk. You know, my cousin Shirley, that's when my father was asking me all kinds of questions. But how do you know all this? How do you know it's going to happen? Well, we pay attention. You know, if Roger calls me out sometimes, I'll bring something up that's not accurate or anything. He calls me out, and I'll look at it, and I'm like, you know, he's right. You know, but that's what we did. We back each other up. But here's the thing. He will call martial law. I mean, I've been reading some articles up on it. There's like a bunch of articles that came out. He will have to call martial law, but it'll be a temporary martial law once this violence breaks out. And it will break out. And it won't be from the
Oh, yes, it's going to. It's going to. And I'm going to tell you what. You better get off of this fucking nonviolence. We're conservatives. We don't do that. We don't attack people. We're not going to beat people up. We're not this, that, and the other. You better change your tune, and you better change it quick.
Yep, very quick.
Really quick.
And it's like, you know, we've been saying that SMF, you guys are going to have to get out there and wake up, or we're not talking out of our ass. Other broadcasters like this aren't talking out of their ass. We all know it's pimp. That's why we're all good.
We're on the edge right now in Louisiana. You know, if this Democratic governor gets reelected, it's all over with for Louisiana. It's all over with.
He probably will throw over Frogberg.
Well, there's a five point difference between Eddie Rasponi and John Bel Edwards. Now, this can go either way. It's going to come down to votes being counted.
But how many illegals do you got down there registered?
But Louisiana Secretary of State Office and Commissioner of Elections, we learned our lesson a long, long, long time ago about this voter fraud. And if it takes them doing a background check on every vote, they're going to do it. They're going to do it.
And that's what needs to be done, you know.
People have tried it before. People have tried it before. Edwin Edwards tried it. And it didn't turn out too good for him, you know.
Well, here's the thing. With these absentee ballots, is what they're doing it with. That has no addresses, no names, but they've been sitting
well,
in
the absentee.
Oh, my God.
The absentee ballots. That's not the way it works in Louisiana. That's not the way it works in Louisiana. When those absentee ballots or early ballots are cast, when they are cast the very next day, they're scrutinized. They're scrutinized. And they're scrutinized tight. I mean, if you have a parish, like I said, we got parishes here in Louisiana. We don't have counties. Okay? If a certain parish turns up, say, 50 votes more than what the tax assessor's office says, or what the Chamber of Commerce for that parish says is the population of it. They go back to local elections, to local voter rolls, like for mayors, for parish police jury, sheriffs, city councilmen, things like that. And they calibrate these things. And if 50 votes are shown in that parish more than what the population shows, well, they go through every one of them. They scrutinize every one.
They should. They should that, but most of the Democrat states don't do that. You know, they really don't, and they should. But what do they do? Liberals, nothing. They cry about it, but nothing's done about it. Virginia should get up there and...
Well, you see, a lot of these places, you see, like Florida, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Like Florida, with all that problem we had down there, you see, your commissioner
mm-hmm.
of elections is appointed. Here, they're elected officials.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big difference. Big difference.
Right. Right. So, and like I said, Democrat states are, you know, like New Mexico.
You know.
Let me tell you, there were some voter fraud found in this election, but nothing was done about it.
They have tried. They
mm-hmm.
have tried in Louisiana, and they have failed many a time. Because
mm-hmm.
the Secretary of State's office and the Attorney General's office and the Commissioner of Elections,
mm-hmm.
you see, there's very few state executive positions that are appointed by the governor.
Mm-hmm.
That can be appointed by the governor of the state of Louisiana. That, when they stopped the appointment position, that broke up a lot of corruption right
mm-hmm.
there. Now, they're all still crooked as a sack of snakes, but they have to be
mm-hmm.
on their P's and Q's.
Because mm-hmm.
Louisiana is not afraid to prosecute somebody for malfeasance in office.
Right. Well, if you hear about those ones that were from other countries that are being thrown as trash cans. One actually was pleading for asylum today because they're all corrupt and everything, and the corrupt politicians overseas are fleeing their countries. You know, so they're getting caught.
Well, you see, the problem we have in Louisiana with curbing illegal immigration, the problem we have are these farmers. I'm not talking about the mom and pop operations. I'm talking about
mm-hmm.
the major farming industries and the major
mm-hmm.
agricultural industries, such as Alma Plantation and such as Cora, Texas, and Donaldsonville
mm-hmm.
Sugar, and all of these
mm-hmm.
other places with these sugar mills.
Mm-hmm.
Because every harvest season, when it comes to sugar cane cutting time, they flood in. And you
mm-hmm.
know they're illegals. You know they're
mm-hmm.
illegals.
Well,
every
of course.
Every Friday, 6:30, 7 o'clock in the evening, they are lined up at the MoneyGram office down there at the Walmart, and they are sending money home hand over fist. Hand over fist. Okay.
Wow.
And you don't see any of them cashing checks. You see, that's the thing. You don't see any of them cashing checks.
They get paid cash.
They get paid cash, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're not only talking about the farm workers, you're talking about the sugar mill operators.
Mm-hmm.
You find three people at a Louisiana sugar mill that speak English that's in operations, that's in the processing, you're doing good.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing good.
Mm-hmm.
Most of these
mm-hmm.
are from Nicaragua, Honduras, from Central America, Lower Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them even from South America.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a lot of political pressure to
mm-hmm.
for ICE to go in these places and raid these places and ask, you know, to see their work visas and everything, because, they'll get to make a phone call all the way up to Washington.
I agree to a little bit of a point where, you know, yeah, they come here to work in their farm places and stuff because some of the regulars don't want to do that kind of work. you know, and stuff. It's hard work, but you know,
well, they don't pay. I wouldn't do it. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't do it. It doesn't pay. It doesn't pay at all.
I mean, I've done it. I mean, I've had to. I had a family to feed, you know, but I've done it.
Joseph, hold that thought. I gotta take about a little 3-minute break. Just hold that thought. Just sing row your boat or something. I'll be right back.
All right, go right on ahead, and I'll tell you what, you know, the virtual's right. I mean, you know, and everything, but with everything else that's going on, you know, this country's burning all to hell. I mean, look, we got California that's on fire right now. Politicians down here don't give a shit about their citizens, you know, and everything. We got fights coming out all over Popeye restaurants again. You know, today an article came out where, you know, there's another fight and everything. People are fighting for these chicken sandwiches there, Popeyes and stuff. And I'm like, you know, but there was one place, I believe it was up in Chicago or Illinois, where they found a rat's head in one of them sandwiches. So, you know, be careful what you eat, because most of that stuff there from Japan is basically rats and dogs. So you never know what you're going to get or what you're going to eat. But anyhow, but if you like, you can call in 917-889-3890. I do got the chat room open right at this point. And everything, I always forget to open the chat room, but it is open if you'd like to come in and chat with me and everything and express your views and stuff. So, but we had fun Friday night or Thursday night with Johnny Dempsey and his wife, and they called in and stuff. But, you know, let me tell you know, it's mostly going to take everybody for you to get out there and actually fight and stand up. So, you know, and, I mean, you know, my hat's off to the guy that popped the Trumpy balloon up there in Alabama. I mean, you know, but now the liberal of crime because their freedom of speech was stomped on. Well, you know, they stomp on ours every day. So, and everything. So, but anyhow, so, but, you know, I don't know. I don't know, America and everybody out there, you know, you just. The world's a turning, but the world's a burning. But hopefully Virgil will be back here in a little bit. Are you back, Virgil? No, he's not back yet. But we're going to be getting ready to go on a break here in a little while and stuff. But, again, that call number, 917-889-3890, if you'd like to call in. And then everything, and we'd like to hear from you. For no matter what part of the world you're from, I mean, we'd like to hear your views and what you got out there and everything. I'd like to say hello to Bev Reagan out there. I know she's one of our biggest fans and stuff, and been seeing her out there posting on Facebook. She's been going through some stuff herself out there. We want to wish her well in Australia and everything. So, are you back, Virgil? But anyhow,
and I'm back.
And you're back. But anyhow, we do wish Bev Reagan out there in Australia, we wish her, you know, the best up there. And I saw her posting today, so she's back on Facebook. So, but
God bless her.
The world's a turning and the world's a burning, Virgil. You know, I mean, a lot of people around the world are getting pissed off at these globalist elites and everything. What's it going to take for the people here to do that?
The thing is, you see, my wife got pissed off at me today. She had to go take that ultrasound for her abdominal. You know, she might have a bad gallbladder, might have to have it removed. And one of those raghead savages sat right across from us. I posted a picture of the bitch.
Yeah, I saw
and,
that.
You know, she said, why, you know, when she got over this, she said, why do you hate those people so much? And I said,
Ever had one scream out
if you... No, oh no, oh no. They'll never do that. I'll blow the son of a bitch's head off.
You know, the
you know, I said, you know, if you would have seen the things that I've seen those people do, they call us, they hate it, they hate our guts, but then they want to come over here to our country because no other country gives them welfare. That's why they don't go to these other countries. And then they want to try and tell you and I that, oh, you're a Christian, you're an infidel, you're this, you're that. You have to live under our law because we done come over here. Fuck you.
That.
Fuck you, you raghead Muslim savage cocksucking son of a bitches.
Don't get us wrong, Irvin. Not all Muslims are bad like that. I mean, I talk to you almost on a daily basis on this game that I play, and they told me
if you believe that the Quran is your guidebook through life here on this earth. And you are a low-life scumbag son of a bitch. I don't care who you are, man, woman, or child.
Yep, and let me tell you, and I'll tell you this, because like I said, I talk to you on a daily basis from this game that I play and everything. They're from Afghanistan, and they tell me every day they hate it there. They hate the Islamic laws, and they wish it would change it every time, you know. And stuff, and they said basically said the same thing what Virgil said. If you follow the Quran, you're a piece of shit.
They are savages.
Not all of them are bad. Any
so-called religion or any so-called cult that advocates and supports the rape of 9-year-old females.
Or beheading, murder.
The beating, pouring acid on women. You know, killing your daughter because she wore a tank top in public. I mean, these things are not.
Or because she showed a little bit of anything.
You know,
stuff like that. But I talk to Mary from up there. She tells me, Virgil, this is what she tells me. She says, you know, it's dangerous thinking, but sometimes I wish I had a boyfriend. But she says, we can't think like that because they'll kill us. So she did. She goes, I wish I was in America so I could be free.
You know, and I mean, the people, it's not only that. It's the people that are born in this country. That have actually experienced things that these people have done us. And then they turn around and they support these people coming into this country. Like
they're
this.
They're running for office. Like Omar.
And vote for them. Yeah, put them in office and everything. And this Tella Bob, whatever her goddamn name is, this, we're going to impeach the motherfucker and all of this. You know, I'm not one for beating on a woman, but I would punch her in the mouth. I would punch her in the mouth.
But like I said, you know, a lot of these people from Afghanistan that I talk to, Virgil, I mean, you know, I talk to them on a daily basis.
Well, of course, you know, Afghanistan is a shithole. It's a shithole.
It is.
It's been bombed out by us, by the Russians. They stay fighting each other. Tribes stay fighting each other. I mean, they're savages. They're fucking
savages. They're starving
to death. Plain
and simple. According to what a couple of them told me, they're starving to death over there, you know, too. And they wish they could have the freedom like we got, you know, and everything, but they don't. So not all of them are bad, so. But let me tell you, the reason why I hate him and Virgil knows this story is because I had one screaming at me in my church, screaming Allah Akbar, wanting to kill everybody, including the kids. That's one of my reasons. You know, plus the fucker was waiting at me when I got out. If it hadn't been for my neighbors, I probably would have been dead, local. But that's the reason why. But I'm not a bigot. I'm not a racist, you know, because I don't agree with illegal immigrants coming to our country illegally. You know, my wife was an immigrant, but she was a legal immigrant. There's a difference.
Well, I mean, I could care less, you know, no matter whether we entitle ourselves to be, we've got the label of racist on us, so it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. I was called a Texas last week. We're called a woman she. Well, you were there, you know that, you know. But here's the thing. You know, if you want to come into the country, you need help, you need legal, you want to a sponsor, you want to do it legally, I'll help you. I've done it before, I'll help you. I'll sponsor you.
I'm not sponsoring nobody. Except 21 year old Oriental midget strippers. That's the only ones I'm gonna sponsor.
But you know, but they're coming here illegally, demanding these free handouts. Oh, the kids are in cages. This and that. You know, I'm sorry, but I don't support any of that. I really don't. But now, listen to this. Today, our crazy governor, she's pushing for her election is coming up and everything. So she's out promoting free tuition for everybody here in New Mexico.
That is just so lunatic and asinine. I mean, look at California. They're in such desperate need for money. They're passing laws to where you can't eat a sandwich while waiting on the subway train. On the platform.
Yeah. She's going to pass that.
And
there's the road tax bill. California has
mileage tax. 48,000 people have moved from California just to Texas. 48,000.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we're getting some here in New Mexico as well. But yeah, I am. I know.
And California is officially a third world country now. It's officially a third world country.
Listen, they're actually without electricity. You know, there's been so many weeks now without electricity down there. You can imagine, most of them are starving down there. How are they keeping, you know?
And get this, the price of gas is almost $6 a gallon, but you can't buy it because the stores don't have electricity to run the damn gas pumps.
Yeah, exactly. But the liberals can't grasp that, Virgil. Argue to who in the day over that.
And I was talking to somebody the other day. I said, "Well, as much of this as y'all have down there, you know, why don't y'all have generators for your homes?" Oh, you can't run a generator.
No, they can't. They get a fine.
You can't run a generator.
Mhm.
He said, and if you can find a generator to run, it's so expensive you can't afford it.
Yeah. Yep, that's the way it is, Alert. It's been that way for a couple of years down there. They find you, too, if you have a generator. They don't want you to survive. They want you to depend on you. That's what it's all about.
Meanwhile,
homeless people are dying over there. San Francisco's a shithole. L.A.'s a shithole. Come and sing to Virginia, folks.
There are some 20,000 people. 22,000 people in southern Los Angeles living on the streets.
Mm-hmm.
Living on the streets in Los Angeles. And now they've made it, oh, well, if you go into a store and you walk out with a big screen TV that is under $950, you get a parking ticket, the equivalent of a parking ticket, and you got to show up to court. They don't even bring you to jail anymore. They can't even afford to feed the prisoners in jail anymore. They can't lock any more of them up.
Mm-hmm. Now here's the sad part. There's already plague, diseases.
Anytime you have that, I mean, California in 6 months, is going to be the total 50-50 equivalent of Venezuela.
But I get it sooner than that, the way it's going. You know?
Well, I mean, you're not going to have people. People are not going to starve. And if you're not going to get prosecuted for shoplifting anymore, they're going to start going in these stores. They're going to start stealing everything off the shelves. The first thing that's going to go is the alcohol, the beer, the whiskey, and the wine. And the next thing that's going to go is the food is going to go. And these people are not going to be able to prosecute and get reimbursement or restitution for any of their inventory stolen. So they're going to shut the business down. They're just going to totally shut the business down, burn it down, collect the insurance, and get the hell on out of Dodge.
Well, here's the thing, Virgil. They don't have electricity over there. How are they keeping the food refrigerated?
Well, that's true. That is true. You know, I've seen a bunch of pictures of signs at stores that got signs on them closed because no electricity.
Mm-hmm.
You know? The governor over there is talking about, well, the state of California needs to take over PG&E, Pacific Gas and Electric. Okay. You can't even fucking run your own office. You're just one city, and you're going to run an entire corporation?
What about all that revenue they've been getting, Virgil, that they're bragging about? Where's all that going? What are they doing?
Yeah, all that tax, these raised taxes and everything. I mean, you have to be you have to just be trapped there, captured there, or just a total idiot or a multimillionaire to live in the state of California.
Well, I got a cousin that's wanting to move out there. And I'm telling her, don't do it, sweetheart. Don't take your kids out there.
Yeah.
She's got
let her go.
She's not a liberal, but I go, don't do it, sweetheart. I go, I know you want to leave New Mexico because it's bad, but you're
going to stay they do have good, solid conservatives in California. But they're trapped.
Yeah.
They have everything invested in their homes, their businesses there, and they're just trapped. They can't just afford to pick up, pack up, and leave. And I feel sorry for those people. I really do.
But, you know, the thing is that they should have did something a long time ago, and they didn't.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now. If I was living in California, and there was a forest fire anywhere near me, and I wanted to get the fuck out. Hey, boom! Oh my God, my house caught on fire! Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Right. But here's what I'm hearing though, Virgil. On that part, the insurance isn't paying off any of the homes, most of them anyway, because they're going broke.
Yeah. Yep, they're gonna file bankruptcy, and they're gonna fuck those people. They're gonna do just like they did with the BP oil spill and Hurricane Katrina.
Mm-hmm.
They're gonna do them just like they did us.
Mm-hmm.
And
I hate to say it, but
it's gonna be terrible.
Yeah, New Mexico's list, and we're heading in that direction. You know, I hate to say it, but the governor today announced that she was going to try to get that 5 mile tax, you know, for the drivers to drive on the highway like they do up there. She's trying to pass that now.
How are they going to pass a 5 cent a mile tax? How are they going to do that?
I don't know.
What are they going to do? What are they going to do? What are they going to do? Put taxi cab meters in everybody's fucking cars?
Right. You know, it's a liberal state. What can I say? Yeah, I need to get the hell out of here myself, but, you know.
What they're trying to do, they're trying to do everybody like they do the truck drivers. They're trying to put that IFTA, interstate federal tax assessment on everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yep.
That's not going to work on automobiles. What are you going to do? What are you going to do for people who ride bicycles? Huh?
Right.
What are you going to do?
Tax them too.
I mean, it's just come down, people, to where
you may as well quit.
You may as well just, you know.
We have.
Oh, I get a refund back. Okay. You get a refund on money that you are giving the government to hold for you. Interest free.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's your money. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now
what you gonna do
if you mark that little box exempt, then you pay taxes on that. Oh, what refund did you get? Oh, they send you that other little tax form in the mail, and you have to pay taxes on the money you paid taxes on already.
Yep.
But if you mark your little box on your W-4 form, you know, exempt, if everybody would do that, oh, boy.
I've been saying this for a long time. I actually do that every year, Virgil. When I was working, I'd always fit myself in gym.
Until I see a law, and there is no such law in existence, if you find the law where it says you have to do this, I'll put you in touch with some people that'll pay you $50,000 cash.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
There is no law that says you have to file an income tax return. There is no law.
That's getting so bad up here, Virgil. We had 6 police officers here in Berlin walk out last week. How bad it is.
Well, I mean, that's bad in Baton Rouge. In Baton Rouge, Louisiana, that is.
They got to disagree with the mayor.
Baton Rouge, Louisiana, that's an everyday thing.
Yep. And so that's why we've been having state troopers out here. Almost accidentally smacked into the cop last night. He didn't have his light. He was parked in the dark, and I didn't see him. And I almost smacked right into him. You know, he actually pushed me. He did a siren for me to let him know he was there. But we've been having state troopers like crazy up here and everything, but people's been arguing with me. They didn't walk out. I'm like, yes, they did. Call up there and find out. They have walked out. That's why we're shorthanded. And the reason for it is because apparently there was a hit list made out. And the mayor didn't want anything about this hit list and a bunch of other stuff that they were disagreeing on. So that was the main reason they walked out.
Well,
you know, and I've known a lot of these officers for quite a few years, and I was kind of surprised.
Well, until we have a president, you know, until we have a president who is going to get tired and fed up and really do something about this drug cartel shit down in Mexico.
Trump wants to. He wants to.
It's going to continue.
Actually, speaking of that, another family was killed today. Did you hear about that?
Well, the thing is, you know, this is happening. People are being warned. Mexico is a piece of a shithole. So,
remember,
I mean,
nothing
goes in, nothing comes out. Shut the border down, put troops along the border, along the border, and shut it down completely.
Exactly. But why aren't the liberals shutting gun control?
Beto needs to go down there and get all them weapons back from Fast and Furious. You know, that's the first thing he needs to do.
Actually, he needs to have Eric Holder do that too. But anyway, you know, I lost a church friend. So after I did some missionary work, and they were executed by Sheriff Cartel.
Well,
but nothing was done about that either.
I mean, you know, if you're gonna walk in the woods, you know, with blinders on, you know, don't be surprised if you get sprayed by a skunk. Don't be surprised if you get sprayed by a skunk or bit by a snake. You know, I mean, there's nothing there. There is nothing in Mexico that the United States needs. Period. Everything that is manufactured in Mexico that is brought to the back into the United States can be manufactured in the United States. We did it before.
But, you know, back years ago, though, you used to go in there and you could be safe and all, but now, you wouldn't even catch me anywhere in Mexico. I would not go by myself, ever.
I will not go to Mexico. I've been to Mexico twice. I will not go there again ever in my life.
Same here.
You know.
My mom used to go there every weekend, but she don't anymore. She won't, because I got family down in Chihuahua. You know, and everybody.
You see,
will not go down.
We should right now. Okay. Break off diplomatic relationships with Mexico. Recall our people from our embassy down there. Completely shut the border down. Don't let any of that NAFTA shit come through. Don't let any of them son of bitches come over the border to come to work in the United States and go back in the afternoon like they do in San Diego from Tijuana and all them other places. And, okay, when you shut down these drug cartels, let me know, and we'll talk about getting back in relations with you. You know,
right? And we don't care about avocados, by the way.
Yeah. I don't give a fuck about an avocado. I could care less.
Same here. I care less. But we can get him in Florida. The girl out there, you know, it doesn't care. But anyway, Virgo, it's about that time.
We,
you want a break? Do you want to keep going, or do you want to shut it down a little bit earlier?
Let's shut it. Let's go ahead and shut it down. I'm kind of under the weather myself.
All right. Same here. So I don't know if you can tell or not, but my voice is a little bit hoarse and everything. But I tell you, you know, it's
well, I got.
I don't know.
I got nausea that would light up the city of Toledo.
Well, I've had a migraine for the last 2 days, and I can't seem to shake it. I don't know if it's because of the weather or what it is, but you know, it's just irritated me since last night pretty bad. So, but I tell you, folks, you know, you all need to pay close attention. I mean, we've been warning you. The other radio stations have been warning you. And we're not talking out of our ass. We're being very serious about what we talk about. You know.
Well, man, if you cannot see what's going on? You know, all I got to say is, too bad, so sad. Too bad, so sad.
Before we close, there is something I wanted to say, too, and it was this. You know, I've been hearing a lot of complaints where people are griping about the homeless, wanting to help them, but yet when they get the help, you know, we've actually got funds here in New Mexico, finally. We loaded in the bond to help the homeless, to build a homeless shelter, new homeless shelters and stuff, but they're griping now because they don't want them here in the city. Well, it's like, you know, if you're going to help the homeless, help them. You know, who cares if they're in the city if they're, or what? It's, you know, it's, at least they're, not, they're getting a place to stay and they're getting a, you know, a roof over their head and they're getting ready to get some resources out there and getting a job for you folks. But you guys want to bitch about it.
Well, that's usually the way it goes. Everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die.
Right, and it bugs the shit out of me. I mean, I know through personal experience, I was homeless at one time. You know, my son was homeless. You know, I hate to see him be that way, but he, you know, I gave him a choice: he either work or be out in the street. You know, but the thing is, you know, they got vets out there that needs a place. You know, that needs these resources and stuff. So what if it's in the city or in the neighborhood? Give them the opportunity to be in the community. Don't be bitching about it.
Well, illegals are going to come first. These socialist liberal states, illegals are going to come first.
I know, Bert.
Joseph.
All right, brother. We're going to go ahead and close off. We'll be back here tomorrow night and everything. And hopefully Russell has survived this bad weather. From what I just saw, the weather and just now and everything, he's getting really bad down there. So. And stuff. So
we got it coming this way too.
Yeah, I saw that. You guys are supposed to get a blizzard from what I saw. So you
not
guys
blizzard.
Be careful up there.
We don't get blizzard. We don't get blizzards in Louisiana. We get pouring down fucking rain.
Right. But anyways, we're gonna go ahead and close off and we'll see y'all tomorrow night. Same time, same channel and everything. Virgil, see ya.
All right. Good night, America. What's left of you?
The road's coming.